this is a difficult one. It's there's a coverage of it here in the Cairns Post today. It's about dividing your block from one into two bits. For example, if you've got an 800-metre block and you can now reduce it to 400 metres or whatever if your house will fit, and then you can put another house on the other 400 metres and you make a whole lot of money or whatever. And there's a whole lot of people saying, that's not what I wanted in my neighbourhood. I didn't move here to be just a few metres away from another house, and I think it's awful. And other people are saying, no, we've got to do that, otherwise we're going to be paying too much for our council services, et cetera, water, electricity, whatever. So there's two sides to this. And I've talked with Terry James, the Deputy Mayor, about this matter. And he says, listen, we've got this ribbon development right up and down the highway. And if we're going to have to provide services all over that long distance, it's going to be very, very expensive for ratepayers. So if we can fit more people in the same space than what we've got at the moment, we need to save money. That seems to be loosely the argument. Here's what it says. Chris Calcino writes today, backyard developers are putting the squeeze on the suburbs with a rush of proposals to carve up large traditional blocks, these are like, I don't know, 800 square metres, 1,000 square metres, whatever, carve up large traditional blocks in low-density neighbourhoods. Now, I'm going to jump through to the main body of this article. In the past week alone, the council has received six separate development applications. It's taking off all over the place. Six separate development applications to either build duplexes or break existing suburban properties into two lots. Now, they included proposals for Sewell and Mitcham Streets in Edmonton, Napier Close in Trinity Park, Madang Street in Trinity Beach, McNamara Street in Manunda, and Coppin Terrace in Moorabool. Anyway, the council has stated its intention to increase suburban population density across the city, even going as far as offering financial incentives for backyard subdivisions in 2020. I thought the profit they make would have been incentive enough. Now, a gentleman who has views on matters like these usually, and well-developed views, is the Division 9 councillor, Brett Olds, and he's on the line. G'day, Brett.
G'day, mate. How you doing?
Can you step us through this one? Terry has in the past said, look, it's all about fundamentally services getting out there at affordable price, and that means we've got to put more people in the same space than we've got at the moment. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I agree, and I listen to everyone's different opinion, and I hear what he's saying. But what we've got to remember is, like, and I voted for the dispensations and to allow Mars and Pars to subdivide their blocks and get a savings on that, because when COVID started, we wanted to encourage that kind of development. We do have a rental crisis and that kind of stuff, but it has to be appropriate development. And what I keep coming back to personally is, we've got to remember, us elected representatives, who we work for and who we represent. And we work for the community. Every single time we've done a survey with the community, it's come back and we say, what do you love about Cairns? What size blocks do you like, et cetera, et cetera. They love big blocks.
Yeah.
Right now in the planning scheme, it's like you can go 600 square metres and it's code accessible. People say, we want to up that to 800 square metre blocks. We want lower densities, not higher densities. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, do we try and be like the state government and the federal government and just become dictators? So we'll pat you on the head. We like what you think, but we're smarter than you. We're elected to represent them. So it's a really tight balancing act because we do need to grow. We do need more development. But the funny thing is our planning scheme, the Cairns Plan 2016 we currently have, or every planning scheme across the state, that's a contract we have with the community. And it's a state-endorsed contract. So we take it out for submissions. We hear from the community what they want and, you know, what they don't want. And then once it all gets approved by the state, that's a contract now. And we're basically telling the community, in this zone, it's going to be low density. You can expect 800 square metre blocks, 1,000 square metre, all this kind of stuff. In this area, it's low to medium density, and you're probably going to get some 400 square metre blocks. So people can expect it. And what's been happening, planning schemes back in the day, let's go back 15, 20 years,
they were
prescriptive. They were really rigid. So if they said 800 square metre block was the smallest you could have in a low density area, and someone had a 1,500 square metre block, wanted to cut it and have one 800 and one 700, the answer would have been no straight away, even though it probably would have been an appropriate development and really good for that street.
Yeah.
The prescriptive nature of it said, no, you can't do it. So, and that applied to setbacks, heights and everything. If you just missed it by a metre, the answer was definitely no. So the state and local governments back in the day said, look, it's too hardcore. We need to be able to do a case by case. So now planning schemes are less rigid. They have what they call acceptable outcomes, performance-based outcomes, and then they have a hierarchy of codes. And that's where it gets really confusing. And now it's made of rubber or plasticine. And I think it's gone too loosey-goosey. It's gone, so it was it was good intentions while they loosened up the planning schemes. But now communities, they think that planning scheme said, no, you can't have higher than four stories here. And how are you getting six stories approved? And that's what the community expectation is not being met over the last few years. And you and I have talked multiple times about my opinion on a lot of the crazy ones that have come up and got approved. So I think we made a decision yesterday, which I think is a step back in the right direction. It's sending to the developers, hey, look, and we've got zones right now, low to medium areas, where that development yesterday would have been appropriate, but they tried to do it in a low density area. So we're not back on track, but we're heading in the right direction, I believe. Developers are always going to try and push the envelope, and that's fine. They're allowed to, because you want to try and maximise your yield and make money and all that kind of stuff. But I always come back to, we've got to represent the views of the community. And every time we've asked them something, and when we've given this contract to them, the planning scheme says this, we've got to make it a little bit tighter, not go back to prescriptive, totally prescriptive. Yeah. That's my opinion anyway, so that's where I stand.
Well, I would imagine, ideally you'd take a vote in the immediate, I don't know, four or five blocks and say, what do you think about this plan? That would be ideal, because you'd have, 60% saying, no change, and the other 40% say, it's fair enough, because I want to make some money myself, cutting down from, 900 to 400 and 500 or whatever. So that would be ideally the way to go, but you'll never do that, because you'd be running little local polling events all over the place all the time. Can I just ask you specifically, though, about the change that was wrought yesterday at the council chambers? What was it, and what is it becoming now?
Oh, well, yesterday was down in Cathy Zeiger's division, there was a request for a reconfiguration of a lot to go from one lot into two lots.
Yep.
But it was going for, I forget the exact size, I think it was going from about 800 square metres to two 400 square metre lots, which is under the 600 minimum anyway.
Yep.
And it was, and no one else within a kilometre radius had a property like that, and it was changing the look and feel of the street. So the officers recommended it for refusal, which I thought was great, and unanimously the council has supported and said, we're happy with the officer's recommendation. So whereas we've seen just only a few months ago almost identical ones get approved, recommended. So that's what I mean, the change. It seems like it's, because you can't let it be a free-for-all, and you can't make knee-jerk reactions and say, yes, we're facing a rental shortage and a crisis right now, but that doesn't mean we just let everyone go nuts, because you'll change suburbs, you'll affect people's lives in negative ways. So
yes.
I do think, and us councils, we have different opinions on it, and that's important, because if we all agreed on everything, you wouldn't need all of us, you just need one of us. So we do have disagreement stuff, but all of us together know that we do have to, the region is going to increase, densities are probably going to get higher, but let's try and be smart about where we put them. So we are working towards the best outcome, and it's a balancing act, and you're never going to get it perfect, but we all do have the right, I think, the right perspective in our minds when we're making these decisions.
Well, the term affect people's lives in different ways is key here. And, of course, this is going to, I would imagine, be incorporated when decisions are made on building heights, where you might have a height of the height of a palm tree, like Tom Pine introduced all those years ago on the northern beaches, and people wanting to go to the height of two palm trees to six stories or whatever. So once again, could we bring in this requirement? It is going to affect people's lives in different ways, so let's discuss this.
100%, and I'm with you on the height, especially out here on the northern beaches. People, when you ask them, what do you love about this area? And everything they love is, you don't get buildings built form above the trees. So when you come in from the ocean anyway, you don't see it. We love the bigger lots. We love the wider roads. So, you wouldn't want to come into a place like Clifton Beach or Kawarra or something, which all the blocks in Kawarra, most of the areas, are about 800 square metres.
Yeah.
If you start letting them cut them up into 275 and 300 square metre blocks, you are going to change that suburb and change what people love. So, but in some good news, 2 weeks ago I was in a meeting with the Deputy Mayor and the CEO in Palm Cove, talking about in the future planning schemes, which will be coming up the next 18 months, 2 years, we'll have a new planning scheme. They're big documents, they take a while, but we're talking about putting more restrictions on different beaches like we used to have. So here's what the plan is, Palm Cove, and that, and heights will be a big part of that, because we've got to make sure makes everything so great out here.
Yes.
We don't want 10 stories. We don't want 8 stories. I mean, I know a lot of developers will be gritting their teeth right now saying, yes, rolls, we want 20. But we've got to protect what's so valuable about what we have. We live in a special area in the world. Cairns is beautiful, and the northern beaches, obviously, it's close to my heart. I've grown up here since I was 12 years old out of Clifton and spent time out here. But you don't want to see 10, 15-story buildings everywhere, because it honestly will change everything. And the same thing will happen if you allow 300 square metre blocks everywhere. Some of them have got through. Trinity Beach got 2 7-storey buildings last year or 18 months ago, which, you know, I voted against, but it's democracy. It's the way it goes. I think we're heading in the right direction, John. I'm not going to claim victory and say, hey, yeah, we've got it all sorted out. But I honestly do think the council is we're heading in the right direction.
I think that's really encouraging with this new planning scheme. Terry James was out there. Is the CEO these days, Micah Martin, out of touch?
Yeah, she's doing really good. She's almost been here for a full year now. Yeah. So it was, and she came in at a crazy time, right in the middle of the whole coronavirus thing, and we had all that the Triple C stuff hanging over. It was a hard time for her to come in. But I tell you what, mate, she's everywhere. She's out with Advanced Cairns. She was out of this meeting with us with Lee Ratcliffe and Tourism Tropical North Queensland. So no, she's sinking her teeth in. I'm enjoying it.
Brett, this has been an excellent update. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you. You have a good day.
There'll be people encouraged by that bit of news about the new planning scheme out there on the northern beaches. Very encouraged because some people are not so much having sleepless nights, but they're very concerned about, well, as Brett sort of outlined there, I mean, developers come in, they don't want 5 stories, they want, I don't know, 20 stories or whatever, make lots more money. No, you don't move to an area so that it can be, some people would put it, raped by developers for the sake of making squillions of dollars. So I think, some people out there will be encouraged by what Brett had to say.